So let's review. The Gemara completes the discussion of Oivet Kechav and the Eved Haba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, and completes the parak with a discussion of various cities whose inhabitants were of questionable lineage. Hanuloch Chamesh Esrei Nashim, where Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechet Yevamos, and begin the second parak, Keitzad Be'ezra Hashem. Zakh the Mishnah, Keitzad Eishes Achav Shlohoi Bailamai. The scenario is as follows. Shnei Achim Umeis Echad Mehem. Reuben and Shimon are two brothers. Reuben, who is married to Sarah, died without leaving any children. V'noyed lehen ach Levi, a third brother, was then born. Levi cannot be meyabim Sarah, since Reuben and Levi were not alive on this world together. The Gemara will elaborate. V'achkach yibim hasheni es eishes achav umeis. Shimon was then meyabim Sarah, as required. Shimon also had another wife, Rivka, and he subsequently died without leaving any children. Both wives now fall for yibim to Levi. However, Levi still cannot be Miyam Sarah, even though Levi and Shimon were alive together, because Sarah remains an heir to Levi from the original Ister Eshes Ach of Reuben. Yibam only overrides the Ister Eshes Ach of the brother who is currently the cause of Yibam, but not an Ister Eshes Ach of another brother. Levi cannot be Miyam Rivka either because of Tsara's erva. Mishnah continues. Asaba Maimer uvemes, Shni Chaylatzis v'leimis abemes. If Shimon made a Maimer, he gave Kedushin to Sarah, but did not marry her, and then died, Rivka requires Chalitza from Levi, but they may not perform Yibam. Why? Since Maimer is only a Kedushin midrabanan, Sarah never became Shimon's wife min hatayra, and Rivka is not a Tzara's erva min hatayra. Therefore, she is not free to marry without Chalitza. However, she may not perform Yibam with Levi because she is a Tzaras Eva Midrabanan. The Gemara explains, Eishes Achav Shlohoi Bailama Heichik Siva. From where in the Torah is this halacha derived? Abam Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Omar Kra, the very first pasuk in the parasha of Yibam states, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav. This means, Shehoi Selem Yeshiva Achaz Ba'olam, Prat Leishes Achav Shlohoi Bailama. The mitzvah of Yibam is only upon a brother who lived together with the deceased brother at one time. In other words, the Yavam was alive at the time of the Baal's death. However, there is no mitzvah Yibam upon a brother who had not lived together with the deceased brother at one time, as in our example, where Levi was born after the death of Reuben. Therefore, since there is no mitzvah Yibam upon Levi, he is actually forbidden to marry her because she is an Eishes Ach, Shalei B'Mokem Mitzvah, an heir of Eishes Ach in a non-Yibam situation, and this Issur remains even when she falls to Levi a second time from Shimon. The Gemara goes on to teach that Yibam applies only to Achim and Av, brothers from one father, and cite two sources, Yachdav, Miuchad ben Achla, Prat la'achim min ha'em. The word Yachdav teaches that the brothers are connected in another way, regarding the halach of Yerusha, as Rashi explains, Haruyin leirish zeh, Achim and Av inherit each other, but Achim and ha'em do not inherit each other. Yolof achva achva min ha'yakav. Regarding Yibam, the pasuk says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdav." Regarding the Shvatim, the pasuk says, "Shneim aser anachnu achim bnei avinu." The Gzeirah Shavah teaches that as the Shvatim were all achim and av, but they were not all achim and aim, so too the mitzvah of Yibam applies only to achim and av, paternal brothers, but does not apply to achim and aim, maternal brothers. The Gemara explains that we need both pasukim. If we only had Achim, we might have thought to learn Gzeirah Shavah from Loit, where it says, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, and we would say that an uncle and a nephew came before Yibam. Therefore, we need Yachdav Miyuchad Ben Achla to teach that Yibam applies only to brothers who share directly in the inheritance of their father, but does not apply to an uncle and nephew who, although in certain cases would share in their grandfather's inheritance, do not share in it directly. If we only had Yachdav Miyuchad Ben Achla, we might have thought that Yibam applies only to d'miyachti ba'abo b'ima, brothers, both from one father and one mother. Therefore, we need the Gzeir Shavah from the Shvatim, who are all Achim and Av, but we're not all Achim and Aim, to teach that Yibam requires only Achim and Av. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes of another topic. Amrav hu namarav. Shemeres Yavim Shemesa. Mutra b'ima. If while awaiting Yibam the Yavama died, the Yavim may marry her mother. He may not marry her mother. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. The bond between the Yavama and Yavam is considered like a marriage midrabanan. For example, in this case, He may not marry her mother, as in a marriage where one may not marry Chamaisa, his mother-in-law, even after the death of his wife. Rav Huna Marav holds, Ein Zika, the bond is not considered like a marriage. Therefore, he may marry her mother because she's not considered Chamaisim Drabana. However, the Gemara points out, La'achar Misa'in Michaim Loi. The Yavam may only marry the mother after the death of the Yavam, but not as long as the Yavam is alive, for another reason. Shum the Asr Levatal Mitzvah Yavam, as Rashi explains. Marrying the mother renders the Yavama an erva of Bas Ishtoi, which would exempt her from both Yibam and Bechalitza, preempting the mitzvah. The Gemara also points out that this machlekes applies to both Bechad, where there is only one brother, and Betray, where there are several brothers. Although there might be reason to differentiate, as Rashi explains, Bechad, the Vadeh, Le'aramya, in the case of one brother, since the obligation of Yibam is certainly upon him, it's more reasonable to say Yesh Zika, because it resembles marriage. Al betray kibin de loyod kame man minay ramya loychashiva lemesa krevis. In the case of two brothers, since it's uncertain who must fulfill the obligation of Yibam, it's more reasonable to say Ein Zika, because it does not resemble marriage. This discussion continues on the next daf.